Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. And this is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we're glad that you thought enough of us to tune into the broadcast. Tonight, we have a message of celebration of life that was preached at the funeral services, a homegoing service for Pastor Dr. Betty Sewell. Praise the Lord. So the next voice you will hear will be that of her sister, Pastor Odessa. And then we will be going into the message for tonight, the title of tonight's message, The Faith. Very encouraging message on tonight. Praise God.
Oh, my Lord. But I believe we should be more about this.
Praise the Lord. Stay tuned.
You can't get it out of my mind. You can't get it out of my mind.
Praise the Lord. We ask that you bear with us. There's more to come. This is not all of it. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Here we go.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God that came through on tonight. I thank the Lord. The word was very encouraging. We got to fight the good fight, but we got to keep the faith. Glory to God. We might not win that fight, but one thing about it, we just have to keep the faith. So I thank God. I'm encouraged through God's word on tonight. And at this time, we're going to open up and give you an opportunity to seek the Lord, to give your life to the Lord, to get deliverance for your soul, healing for your body, whatever it is that you need of the Lord, God's got it. Praise God. But you have to be willing to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow Jesus. That as we prepare our hearts, let us prepare for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the word of God on tonight. Oh, my God, look on us with compassion and mercy. Help us to fight the good fight of faith. Help us to hold on to our faith. Help us to endure, oh, Lord. Take us through, oh, Lord. We need your strength and we need your help to help us to get through, Lord. Help us to make this journey, oh, Lord. Jesus, we're just pilgrims and strangers traveling through this barren land. But we need you to go with us and take us through, oh Lord. Help us to stand in the midst of our tests and our trials. And when we get knocked down, help us to get up, oh Lord. Help us to regain our composure and get up and continue the fight. In the name of Jesus, help us to strive to enter in at the straight gate. Move by your spirit. Let your blood cover this act. Bind the works of Satan and cast them out. Send thine anointing, oh Lord. Take full control, oh Lord. Speak to our hearts and minds. Use us in thy service. Help us, oh Lord. We are seeking to do your will. We realize that time is running out. We want to get in a hurry for our souls. Whatever you have for us to do, we are trying to do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we pray that you look on the souls of men, those that don't know you, in the pardon of their sins. I pray that you touch right now, Lord. Break up the stony heart. Help them to humble themselves. Seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to turn from their way. Let them realize they got to get to know you in order to make it into the kingdom of God and to receive a crown of life. We know you can do it today, oh Lord. And those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies, I pray that you touch and heal, that you will deliver, oh Lord. Heal. Send your healing virtue. Take full control today, oh Lord. We know you're able to fix every situation. You're able to heal, oh Lord. Heal all manner of diseases, the diabetes, the heart disease. Heavenly Father, I know you're able today. We're trusting in you and taking you at your word. Touch right now, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Let the blood of Jesus cover and let the Spirit of God prevail. Heal that mind, oh Lord, that soul that is troubled in their mind and need deliverance. I pray that you touch right now. Deliver the soul. We know you're able. We know you got the power. We're depending on you. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our very present help. We are trusting you and taking you at your word, knowing that you're able to take us through. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Heavenly Father, I pray that you help us, oh, Lord. Help us to be ready when you call our name. Help us, oh, Lord. We're seeking for that crown, oh, Lord, that you have prepared not only for all of us, but for all of them that love thine appearing. Help us today, oh, Lord. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Touch in a special way, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, pray that you continue to look on the soul family. Touch them, oh Lord. Strengthen and encourage their hearts. Bless and make ways for them. Open up doors, oh Lord. Work things out, oh Lord. You know what they are going through. You know how to fix it. And you know how to work it out. I pray that you look on Venice Khadija. Continue to touch her body, oh Lord. Oh, yes, my Jesus. God, raise her up. Help her, oh Lord Jesus. Give her a testimony that she may praise your name, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, and tell of your goodness. Jesus, I pray that you look on every listener tonight. Touch and bless. And I pray that somebody's soul and heart has been enlightened through the word of God. Help us to take your word in and live by it. Both day and night, help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for how you touched us. Thank you for how you encouraged our souls. Thank you for how you blessed us. Oh, my God, I thank you. Glory, glory to your name. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for how you moved on us. Thank you, oh Lord. Bless your holy name, Jesus. I give glory and honor to the name of the Lord. Thou art so worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. Help us to lift you up from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. For thou art worthy. We thank you today, O Lord. Thank you for this prayer, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I believe you today, and I count it done. In the name of Jesus, this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the precious word of God and for this celebration of life. And at this time, we're going to open up the floor and give our ministers a chance to give remarks, exhortations, testimony, or whatever God has given you to say. We're going to start with our evangelist. And if there's anyone else that wants to call in, you may do so by dialing 1-605-313-5995. And the access code is 5652166#. God bless you. Then, Khadija, you can lead us all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God that I heard, the parts that I could understand. And I heard the preacher encouraging us to fight the good fight. And
yes.
to keep the faith, and truly
yes.
we want to be like Paul. We want to be able to declare that we have fought a good fight, that we finished our course, because if we do, we know that there's a crown of life that's laid up for us that we have to fight on. And I, like I said, I could make out different parts because I know the word, but
yes.
Thank God for that message. Thank God for her life, for Dr. Betty Ingram's life.
Yes.
I knew her when I was a little child. And I have this memory of her sitting over where I used to sit. But I remember she would come in and she would sing and preach a little bit, and even in Christian temple sometimes, but she would come in there. But thank God for her life. And we have to, you know, we're still down here, so we have to fight that good fight now.
Amen.
Be encouraged and keep on fighting. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for just being back on the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight, and I do honor the Lord. I thank God for that message. It was very encouraging, you know, and it's important for us to fight the good fight of faith. We have to hold on to our faith to be able to have such a report that we have fought a good fight.
Yes.
And like I said, we may not win all the rounds, but we can fight that good fight of faith, and we can win because the Lord is the one that's going to give us our crown.
Amen.
And I thank God also for Dr. Betty Ingram Sewell and
yes.
her inspiration. I recall her singing and that song, God Is. I miss hearing her sing that song, God Is. Praise the Lord. And she went on and she did a work for the Lord.
Yes.
And it was so beautiful. And I thank God for that, that what she left behind. She didn't let anything stop her. She didn't let discouragement get in her way. But she just kept on fighting a good fight of faith
yes.
and kept on moving on.
Yes.
So she left an example behind that
yes.
in the face of opposition, when people don't want to go with you, when people turn against you, just keep on fighting. Stay in the fight. You know, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Just keep on fighting. And I'm encouraged through the word of God. And I truly thank God for this broadcast. And I just want to encourage everyone to take the word of God in for yourself and just let God be the guide of your life. Put God first. He will not fail you. He will never let you down. Praise the Lord. And I ask you to continue to pray for me. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God for the word.
Thank the Lord. Praise God. I just thank the Lord. He brought out so many beautiful thoughts. I know it's kind of hard to understand some of the things that he was saying. because he has a very heavy accent, but I understood a lot of what he was saying. And he said sometimes when you're in the ring and you get knocked down, he said that referee is right there. And he said he could stop the fight. He said he can, when you go get knocked down, he said he'll do the count. And before he counts to 10, you could gather your, regather your composure and get up before he counts to 10. And sometimes that's the way it is. A devil will try to count you out. Glory to God. He'll try to count you out before your time. But God will raise you up. The Bible said a righteous man falleth 7 times, but the hand of the Lord upholdeth him. Glory to God. So we just keep fighting. That's the thing. And keep the faith. Keep the faith. That's the main thing. That's what Paul did. He said, Paul didn't ask for no fight. And he didn't start no fight, but he was in a fight. And that's why he said, I fought a good fight. And I finished my course. So we got to finish our course and keep that faith. Glory to God. Every time I think about this message, my heart is encouraged and I'm strengthened through the word of God. So it's a whole lot more to this message. Anyway, I thank God for that I got. And I'm encouraged to go on with the Lord, and I want to encourage every one of you on this broadcast to take the word of God in and be blessed, be encouraged to go forward in the Lord. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't take down and draw back. But hold on. Look to the Lord. Go forward in the Lord. Don't take down. Praise God. I just thank God for all things, and I'm not going to prolong the time. But we thank the Lord how he worked things out for us. And we look forward to being back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. And we want to remember to pray for all of those who are on our prayer list. And we want to continue to pray for the Sewell family and for that ministry, because Satan, when once that leader is gone, that's when the devil tries to enter in and mess everything up, tear everything down. But they may not be of this flock, but we still can pray for them that the Lord will help them during this trying time. So we thank the Lord at this time. This brings the broadcast to a close. I'm asking for you to continue to pray for me and for this broadcast. And we say good night and God bless you.